Title: Melodic Fragments in Fast Tempos Advanced, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, welcome in. This lesson is about writing melodic fragments at proper drum and bass tempo like 170 to 176 BPM, where normal melodies tend to fall apart. At this speed, if you try to write a long, sing-y line with lots of notes, it usually just turns into blur. And once you add a break, a rolling top loop, a moving bass, and an aggressive snare, the melody either gets buried or starts fighting everything. So we're going to use the D-D-N-B solution. Melodic fragments. Think of these as tiny motifs, 1 to 3 notes, a microrhythm, a little call and response that repeat, mutate, and change context across the drop. The goal is a fragment that's catchy, but also percussive, almost like it's part of the drum kit. If you do this right, the listener remembers it after one pass, and it still hits even when the drums are full. What we're building today is a 16-bar drop at 174 BPM with a primary fragment that loops every bar, a secondary answer fragment that pops in every 2 or 4 bars, a variation plan so you don't get stuck in one bar loop hell, and a resampled audio layer so the hook feels finished, gritty, and stable in the mix. Let's set the session up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now, optional but powerful, use a global groove, something like swing 16-65 or an MPC 16 swing. Keep it subtle, timing around 10 to 20%, random around 2 to 6. We're not trying to make liquid hip-hop, just adding a little human lean so the fragment doesn't sound like a spreadsheet. Create your tracks. You want a drum group, a bass track, fragment A for your main lead, fragment B for the response, and then an audio track called resample print. Set its input to resampling. Big mindset shift before we touch notes. Don't write the fragment in isolation. Compose it against the drums. In D-N-B, melody is not on top of the beat, it's in conversation with the beat. Now lock the drum grid that D-N-B actually uses. Start with a basic two-step anchor. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Kick on 1. And then put a second kick somewhere between 3D and 3. A taste rules here, but keep it supportive. Add a tight hat pattern, 8ths or 16ths, and then a couple ghost hats with lower velocity. You want movement, but you also want space. Teacher note, leave air around the snare. The snare is the throne in drum and bass. Alive fragments work best immediately after the snare, because it feels like release, like the music exhales right after the hit. And if you want quick drum glue, a drum rack into a touch of saturator soft clipping on the drum bus is a classic Ableton move. Next, pick a harmonic box. Fast tempo means smaller pitch set for clarity. This is huge. Choose a key, let's use F minor, classic dark D-D-N-B territory. On fragment A, create a 1-bar MIDI clip and loop it. Now limit your pitch material to 3 to 5 notes total. For example, F, AB, C, and EB. That's your minor triad plus the flat 7. Super usable, and it won't sound like you're trying to play jazz at 174. If you're the type who gets tempted into extra notes, throw Ableton's scale MIDI effect on their set to F minor. It's not cheating, it's guardrails. Now write fragment A. Here's the core concept. Rhythm first, melody second. The best D-N-B fragments behave like percussion with pitch. Aim for 3 to 7 notes in the whole bar. Really, that's the discipline. Use short durations, 16th to 8th notes, then occasionally give yourself one longer note, like a quarter note, just for breath. Breath is what makes the next hit feel heavier. A clean example rhythm at 174 is placing hits right after the snare. Try notes on 2A, 3, 3E, and 4A. If you're thinking in a 16th note grid, that's a really readable syncopation lane even with busy hats. Pivise, try something like AB on 2A, then F on 3, AB on 3E, and C on 4A. Now make it feel alive. Shape velocity like a drummer. Accent the first hit, taper the next 2, and maybe lift the last one slightly. Something like 110. 90, 75, 95. You're telling the listener what the main hit is. And then micro timing. Nudge one note a tiny bit late. 5 to 12 milliseconds late can add swagger. Don't overdo it or you'll get flammied against hats. If you want controlled unpredictability, you can use the random MIDI effect lightly. Keep the chance high like 85 to 100 so it mostly plays, and keep the choices small. And honestly, be careful with pitch chitter unless your sound can handle it. With sharp synths, tiny pitch randomness can sound like tuning problems. Now we need a sound that actually survives dense drums. A fragment lead has to read fast. That means a clear transient and a controlled sustain. Use wave eatable for fragment A. Start with a basic shapes oscillator, slightly sawish. Unison 2 to 4 voices is enough. Don't make it a wide supersaw that eats your entire mix. Filter. MS2 or LP24, moderate drive. Amp envelope. Fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere like 250 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain fairly low, could even be down near negative infinity if you want it super plucky, or up to about minus 12 dB if you want a hint of body. Release short, 60 to 150 milliseconds. Short release is one of the biggest fixes when your fragment smears the groove. Add saturator on analog clip, 2 to 6 dB of drive. Then EQ8, high pass somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz depending on your bass. If it's getting boxy, dip a bit at 300 to 600. If it needs to speak, a small boost around 2 to 5kHz can help. Add auto filter for movement and map cutoff to a macro. Over 8 bars, you can do subtle sweeps. Don't make it wub wub. Make it alive. Utility for width, but don't get reckless. 80 to 120% is plenty. Always check mono. DNB gets played on big systems and clubs, and mono stability matters. And if peaks are spiky, a limiter just to catch them, not to flatten the hook. Quick troubleshooting if your fragment is fighting the snare, shorten release, reduce mids, or shift your note start so you're not landing exactly on beat 2 or 4. If your note hits exactly with the snare transient, you often weaken the snare. Let the snare punch, then answer it. Now build fragment B, the answer. Fragment B should not be a second lead competing with fragment A. Think contrast and call and response. Here's a practical method. Duplicate fragment A's MIDI into fragment B. Then delete half to 70% of the notes. Seriously, delete. Make room. Move the remaining hits so they land after the snare or as a pickup before a kick. Then transpose the whole clip. Try down 5 semitones for a darker answer, or up 7 if you want a brighter ping and the track can take it. Sound-wise, use operator for fragment B with a metallic FM pluck. Short decay, maybe a tiny pitch envelope. Then add echo. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/16 time. Keep feedback modest, like 15 to 35%. High pass the echo so it doesn't drag low mids into the bass zone. Tuck it under the drums. It should feel like a response, not a takeover. Now we arrange and mutate. This is where advanced DNB writing actually happens. The notes are simple, the plan is not. Here's a 16-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 4, fragment A only. Establish the hook. Bars 5 to 8. Add fragment B every 2 bars. Call and response. Bars 9 to 12, mutate the rhythm. Swap 1/16th hit into a rest, or add a small pickup note. Bars 13 to 16, briefly transpose fragment A up 2 or 3 semitones for tension, then return. That little lift can feel like the whole drop surges forward. Ableton workflow. Duplicate clips and do tiny edits. One version with an extra pickup. One version where the last note is missing to create a hole. These micro holes make the groove feel bigger because the drums fill the space. Advanced coach note, use phrase gravity. Even if the motif is 1 bar long, make it behave like a 4 bar sentence. Bar 1 ends slightly unresolved, bar 2 resolves, and bar 4 has a turnaround, maybe a missing hit, or a different last note. Now your 1 bar loop feels like it's thinking in paragraphs. Also decide your fragment's job. Treat it like a topline drum. Is it a pickup, a post snare stad, a bar line marker? In fast DNB, function beats theory. Next, resample. This is where the fragment goes from MIDI idea to record. On your resample print track, set input to resampling. Arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars of your fragment's playing. Then pick the best bar or two and slice it into a new audio clip. Warp if you need to tighten the front edge. Complex Pro is smoother, Beats Mode is snappier and more percussive. And here's a cool advanced trick, make 2 copies. One warped Complex Pro, one warped Beats with a shorter transient. Swap them every 4 or 8 bars. The listener feels an engine mode change without you adding notes. Now process the printed audio for grit and stability. Try Redux very subtly, downsample just a touch, like 2 to 6. Then saturator harder, like 4 to 10 dB drive. EQ to carve out a slot, especially 200 to 500 Hz, because that's where masking piles up fast. And auto pan for motion. Small amount, like 10 to 25%, rate 1/8 or 1/16th, phase 180 degrees for stereo movement. One more stability trick. Keep a reference bar. Print one clean, best sounding unwarped bar on a dedicated track. If you go too far with warping and distortion later, you can a slash beat against your anchor and pull it back. Now make it sit with the bass. This is critical. On the fragment bus, high pass until the bass is clearly owning the low end. Often that ends up around 200 to 350 Hz in DNB. Don't be afraid of a high pass, your bass is the weight. Then sidechain compression. Sidechain from kick, and if needed a second compressor from snare. Keep it subtle. 2 to 1 to 4 to 1 ratio, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 50 to 120. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just enough to keep the drums in front without the fragment pumping like EDM. Stereo discipline matters too. If the bass is wide, keep the fragment more centered or the other way around. Use utility width and EQ8 in mid-side if you need to carve space. Now let's cover common mistakes so you can dodge them fast. Mistake 1. Too many notes. At 174, density becomes noise fast. If you're unsure, delete notes until it feels almost too simple. Then it's usually correct. Mistake 2. Landing on the snare transient. The snare should win. Put your strongest fragment hit just after the snare in that release lane. Mistake 3. Releases too long. That's smear city. Shorten the release and you'll instantly hear the groove sharpen. Mistake 4. No planned variation. Even a perfect one-bar hook needs mutation every 4 to 8 bars. Mistake 5. Ignoring drum phrasing. In DNB, melody is part of the drum conversation. If your fragment doesn't feel like it's reacting to the groove, it'll feel pasted on. Now some darker, heavier pro tips. Use tension notes sparingly, like a minor second or tritone as a quick passing tone. In F minor, flirting with GB for just a moment can feel menacing. The key is quick. If you sit on it too long, it stops beating spice and becomes wrong note. Make the fragment sound designed, not just played. Automate filter drive, wave heatable position, saturation drive, small moves per 4 bars give identity without extra notes. Layer a noise transient for bite. A tiny click or noise tick under the fragment attack. High passed aggressively, kept quiet. This is the readability hack that makes the hook speak through breaks and loud drums. And if your mid-range is poking too hard, use multiband dynamics lightly on the fragment bus. Tame the 500 Hz to 2K Hz range by a dB or 2 on loud hits. Keep highs more open. You'll get presence without harshness. Now the 20-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Set tempo to 176 BPM. Write 3 different 1-bar fragments using only 3 notes in a minor key. This audio version is shortened for playback.